The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and there's plenty of them, weirdos and assorted bad guys. Yes, I got it. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy, that will be doing a constitutional course starting Thursday. Still time to jump aboard. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do, Sons of Liberty Radio, and like us, please, Sons of Liberty Radio, and like us. If I had as many likes on my website, Sons of Liberty Radio, as I do on my Facebook, and my tweets, wow.
Doing well.
Man, we'd be doing really well. And actually have people do something. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Take action.
I think we got them people, though. I really do. And friends, I wanted to let you know, too, the phone lines are accessible. And that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Call in. Throw it out on the table. You get a lot of people listening to you. And before I pass it over to Jake, I want to read something really quick. It was by Patrick Henry. And he was one of the Sons of Liberty, along with many others, James Otis, Patrick, we have Patrick Henry, John Hancock, we have Samuel Adams, John Adams, Paul Revere was the Sons of Liberty.
Sure.
They were sounding the alarm, friends. But listen to what Patrick Henry rightly said. He said, "Sir, we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. Take it 200 years, folks, that preceded the present. And tell me if it's not applicable today, because it is. We have petitioned," said Patrick Henry. "We have remonstrated, we have supplicated, we have prostrated ourselves before the throne and have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the ministry and parliament. Our petitions have been slighted. Our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the throne. In vain, after these things, may we indulge the fond hope of peace and reconciliation. There is no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged, hello America, in which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. I repeat, said Patrick Henry, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left of us. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. Of course they do. They demean your efforts, friends. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging their delusive phantom of hope until our enemy shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we shall have bound us hand and foot. Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. Friends, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess are invincibly by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destiny of nations. Amen. And who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. He did. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There's no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come, said Patrick Henry. It is in vain, sir, to contend in the matter without knowing that you'll win the day. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are ready in the field while we stand here idle. What is it that the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God, forbid it. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Wow.
Talk about a prophetic voice in an assembly.
Is this brand new? Is this like, no. Is this applicable today? Absolutely it is, friends.
That's right.
Wow.
This was in an assembly where people were deliberating whether they should take up arms. He was the instigator, just like Samuel Adams was in Massachusetts.
Political agitator. They called him a genius, Samuel Adams.
And then ultimately in the Constitutional Convention, but Patrick Henry turned to the minds of even General George Washington to get him to understand the point that they were at. There was no other option with England. There was no other option, period. You can see by reading that, that was part of what turned the minds of that assembly. If we wouldn't have had Virginia, we wouldn't have had a George Washington, and we wouldn't have had armed forces to be able to contend with England.
That's right.
And there it starts right there.
I think
with
it's
the man
great.
Who knows it
second
and
on.
It.
Folks, 1-877-807-9977. One more point if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. We'll come back and we'll give it over to the other guy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I strongly recommend Sons of Liberty. Jake and Bradley are very knowledgeable men that have a vast understanding of the fundamental foundations of our country and what our forefathers' intentions were to maintain our liberties and constitutional freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Ed in Washington State. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hi, Bradley. Hi, Jake. I called a comment about an unconstitutional matter, a matter that I rarely hear talked about, and that's the student debt crisis. And I want to get your opinion. It says in Article 1, Section 8, that the Congress is to provide uniform. I'm a little nervous. Sorry. In the country, and I just want to get your opinion about whether you think the student debt, I mean student bankruptcy exclusion for college students, is unconstitutional.
Can you read again where in Article 1, Section 8 you were referring to?
I can read that. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, that's okay. Then paraphrase. Just tell me.
I apologize.
You're referring to the laws on bankruptcy, correct?
Yes, I am. Article 1, Section 8. I'm sorry. Let me turn off my thing here. It says to establish a uniform rule. They should be uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcy throughout the United States.
Well, I think what we need to understand, first of all, is that you look at the federal government, who is bankrupt right now. I mean, in essence, they really are bankrupt. And you see the way that they use the general welfare clause to actually mean specific welfare. So now what we're doing, instead of making it an evil play, as a matter of fact, I just Twittered this, and I think it's important for everybody to understand this point. When you understand that to be free or to treat somebody freely is one thing, but there's a big difference between that and trying to make everybody fair or free. No, excuse me. There is a difference in the world between treating people equal and attempting to make them equal. Here's what the government's trying to do, attempt to make the playing field equal. So what do? They have to treat another group of people unequal.
That's right.
So the fact that we give students an ability to file bankruptcy or make it easier, of course it's unconstitutional. Because it's supposed to be a general. It's supposed to be one clause that blankets the whole thing to protect all of us so that we all have the same type of welfare, the same type of opportunities. When you go out and you try to level the playing field, and what I mean by that is taking rights from others to give special rights to others, That's unconstitutional, and you're going to end up in a war. And then you're going to have two parties that are warring after what? Either the dole or the rights or the ability to grab the law and use force against the other side. And then you have the haves and the have-nots. And then you ultimately have a dictator who comes in and says, well, see, you guys fight too much over the power, so I need to take all power and set things back in order. And I think this is just a prime example of that with the student debt crisis. It's another way for the government to try to pay off students to get votes.
That's right.
Okay. Well, my reception's bad, so I'm going to have to listen to your response off air. But I just wanted to say, you know, I think that the bankers got that that exclusion put on in the laws, and that the whole scam is based on that and putting it back on the taxpayer.
Sure.
And without that exclusion, the bankers never would have loaned a lot of students Sure. this money. And the Fed backs it up with lots of cheap, easy money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a big scam, and the students and the taxpayer are the patsies and the...
Sure.
And the,
look at the mortgage crisis. The identical thing happened. As long as it's secured by the American taxpayer, then you have the giant lobbyists and the people with the wealth that go in and try to rewrite the law so that they can do things like that, because knowing that the American people back it, well, then why not give these type of loans? And if you look at this whole thing all the way around, it shows you how government in this day and age can be bought and sold, how representatives have been bought and sold. And that's why you don't put your confidence or your trust in elected officials, just like Thomas Jefferson said. But he said, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution, unless they become criminals.
I was just going to ask that. I was going to interject that. We got a real bad connection going with Ed. What's interesting to me is, how is that lawful, laying it to the debt of the people that it represents without the consent mm-hmm. of the governed?
Yeah, where's the government involved in insurance?
Totally.
They're not involved in insurance.
That's exactly right. So therefore, it's unconstitutional. Yeah. If it's unconstitutional, then it's unlaw.
That's right.
It's not lawful. It's not applicable.
That's exactly right.
So this is where you say that force comes in. Then what they'll do is they'll indebt the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll throw it back on the people when the
yeah.
people didn't consent to it in the first place.
Yeah.
So what they do is they come in by force and say, oh, no, you have to pay this, because surely I'm the one, the politician's at length, the one that broke the law.
Yeah.
How is he not held accountable for what he did illegally against we the people then?
That's right.
I'm asking.
That's where it goes. And that's the thing is that, you know, when Thomas Jefferson said impeachment shouldn't just be a scarecrow, in other words, out there to spook people. Hey, you might get impeached. It has to be applicable
to
the person who's serving. And
yeah.
if it's not, then what's the point of it? What's the point of law if it's only written on paper? It's got to be enforced.
And that's the people.
That's right.
That's what Thomas Jefferson
said, position.
That we, if the American people forget that they are the republic,
yeah.
and they'll forget that they're the law, then anything goes.
Yep. Then the,
and
then
that's
we'll
exactly
cease to be
where
a
we're
republic.
At today. That's exactly right. That guy sounded like David Limbaugh. Did you notice that? I wonder if David Limbaugh, he's an attorney for Sean Hannity.
Himself.
He's the brother of Rush Limbaugh. I'm not kidding you. It sounded like David, didn't it?
I don't remember him, but yeah.
That sounded like David. I thought, well,
Melvin
he probably,
Washington.
And he's an attorney, and he's calling yeah. and asking for constitutional advice.
Hey.
I don't know that that was David, but it sure sounded like him. Thank you for your call, Ed. I'm just playing with you. He said he was nervous, too.
Yeah.
He must feel the way that I feel every time I get on the radio.
Coming through the airways. That's the other thing, too, folks. When you don't call because you are nervous, you got to step out and start doing this. We have so much to do. The least we can do is get on air and start practicing your vocal skills
yeah.
because, folks, they need to hear it right now.
You know what I think is great, too, that he referred to the Constitution, Ed did.
Yes, he did. Good for you.
Yep, good for you, because there you expose the deviant stick,
mm-hmm.
the crooked stick.
That's it.
That's all you have to do, but you don't hear that.
No, you don't. That's the last thing
you talked
about.
There's the answer right there. Okay, so if you know he broke the law, then the American people must rise up and enforce the law mm-hmm. against all corruption.
That's right.
Namely, of those that serve we the people today.
I remember watching it.
Justice is the guardian of liberty, is applicable unto both sides, friends.
And justice is action. I mean, that's judgment brought forward in action. I remember watching a YouTube clip of a senator or a congressperson, I think from Maryland. I think it was a senator, actually. And we share this on the Constitution course. This woman comes up to him and says, I'm a school teacher. I teach history. And I just have one question for you. Because he's going around pounding the drum for Obamacare, and this was
mm-hmm.
2010, I think, or something.
Isn't that a violation of
yes.
the Constitution?
And this is how she does
yes.
it. She says to him, so I have a question for you. Where in the Constitution
That's right.
does it justify Obamacare?
Yeah.
That was all she asked. It was a real simple question. So then the guy gets up.
You know,
and
Pelosi would say,
cheering.
Right? The Pelosi, the witch that the American people
yeah.
tolerate. That's all she'll say is it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
And she'll try to
figure it out.
Divert the question mm-hmm. by throwing it back on them or start talking about a different topic.
That's what this
but
guy
when
is.
You hold their chains
their feet.
Upon
yep.
them, guess what? They can't move.
That's right. And this
and that's
guy,
what they try to avoid at all costs.
And you see that with a good example, because I just got Larry Pratt's newsletter. When Piers Morgan could no longer answer Larry Pratt, He just resorted to name-calling and tried to bash him.
Yep.
So this particular gentleman, the senator, the woman asks, where in the Constitution? Can you show me in the Constitution? The whole crowd starts cheering, of course. It's just a lay person. It's just a stay-at-home mom who, or excuse me, not a stay-at-home mom, but a teacher who's a mother. She's not a public speaker. She just asks the question. That's all it takes, folks, like the emperor with no clothes. He just come forth and ask the simple question. So this guy says, well.
So the question was, where is it
where in the Constitution?
Constitution?
Obamacare, where?
Yep.
And he says, well, I suppose you don't believe we should have Medicare.
Yep.
I suppose you don't believe that
here's the attack.
We should have telephones.
Yep.
Well, telephones aren't in the Constitution. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where is it in the Constitution? It's not in there. He can't answer it. Okay, well,
and we're not forced to have telephones, neither.
That's right.
And nor are we forced to have Obamacare, friends.
No, but so, you're penalized if you don't, according to their law.
Okay, so it's extortion.
Yes, it is. Extremely, because what happened, like with a very quick topic, and this is a quick elevator ride with the gentleman who called. You have what you call general welfare in the Constitution. Well, now you get into specific welfare. Specific welfare starts to take sides. Then the party lines draw a side, and then it becomes a war. It's like a brawl between both sides. Who can break the law, and whose turn is it to break the law now?
Right.
Then you get this big mob that's developed out of democracy, and then a dictator comes in and says, hey, this is out of control. It's chaotic. I need to come in and assume absolute authority.
So, like, through a sequester?
That's part of it. That's part of the threat right now, as I'm reading
it. It's diversion is what it is.
And if you look at it, too, I mean, even from God's perspective, through the judgment of God, 50% of the sequestration, or whatever it's called, takes a hit on your defense. So, our military.
Right. So, what? Guess he's going to offset it, but guess what he's going to do? He's going to come in and say, well, if you don't do it this way, then guess what? We're going to have to cut this.
Cut the military.
Folks, what is he doing? Well, he's not doing everything. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that he's not taking responsibility for all of his failed promises since the very beginning. But of course, he knows that he wasn't going to fulfill his promises.
Yep.
He knows that he's only here to destroy. He knows that's what he's here for.
And
the American people keep playing stupid to him.
Yeah.
And this is where the 312 million people need to stand up and hold him and his administration. Yes, I said the President of the United States and his administration liable to the consequences of the violations of the law.
That's right.
They are not above the law. They do not have the right to break the law, friends. And for some reason, America, I don't know who's taught you this, but they don't have the right to break the law.
No.
Who taught you that it's okay for them to do what they want to do?
Yeah, just I mean,
the inaction of the older generation, that's who.
You look at the penalty of what they are doing to break the law, okay? If you don't make them pay the penalty, guess who does? You do.
America does. That's exactly right.
For what they allow in the leaders.
We're eating the fruit of our own ways. America is. By tolerating crime.
Yep.
That's really what this comes to.
Then we pay the penalty.
That's right. Because the only thing that the American people do is they yell and they scream and they call. They're doing the same thing about the people that they're complaining about.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you surround them in their crime and magnify
the
laws?
That's the answer.
That's exactly right. Folks, we'll take your call right when we come back up, Jim and others. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Liberty. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. That just came to my aid a couple minutes ago.
That is a great
statement.
I really do like that statement.
Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Folks, we're going to make this your radio show today.
That's a guy from Daniel. He just joined us on Facebook at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Oh, cool. But it was Ronald Reagan that said that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's one of his, you know, they have like the wallpaper.
He said a lot of good things, didn't he?
Yeah.
I wish he'd have did his due diligence in stopping abortion.
That would have been a good start. That would
have been great. He would have won the favor of God.
Would have laid a good foundation for our country.
Yes.
And it would have put wicked doers, because it's like they
would have rectified us to the situation as far as responsibility goes before God to right the wrongs.
To give us power so that when we ask for God's aid, that God will answer on our behalf.
I mean, we can't set ourselves at war with him and then expect his aid.
That's right.
But I guess people think that. You know, I just seen a post, as a matter of fact, that said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it said, slash God. So you know what I put in there? Through the demonstration of the cross, through the demonstration of the cross, through the demonstration of the cross. Put it into context next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never said he loved you. He showed you he loved you. Read 1 John 3:18 and then read John 3:16 and read John 3 in whole, not just in part.
Yeah.
Put it into context, friends. People always just like to pull that one out, don't they? We got Jim listening in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing grand. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, my brother, I'm just so good. I can't stand it.
You know what? Here, I'll tell you, you're doing better than we are, because in Minnesota it was snowing. I was snowmobiling yesterday. I took my kids out snowmobiling, and I was really happy about it. But I went from Florida being there for 9 days. It was 78 degrees. I came back home to Minnesota. Glory. It was -3 and 4.
Well, I used to live in Florida, as a matter of fact, but
Just go ahead and rub it in, Jim. Gotcha.
Are you from Rocky Top, Tennessee?
I want to tell you that I listen to your show every day. You come on here in the afternoons in my hometown of Maryville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12.
Amen.
So it's just an old hat for him to get in the car and turn the radio station to you guys.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, listen, this generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
Okay? Because, you know, God is going to raise up, you know, some standard bearers, okay? And my son, you know, I'm doing the best I can to raise him that way. To understand that, you know, people like you are the voice of freedom.
Amen.
Gentlemen like you are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord, okay?
Amen.
And you know what? My son tells people at his school, you know, about what I teach him. Okay, you know, and like I say, everyone in this generation is not lost.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. And it's gentlemen like you with a message that you have for our country and for the Lord. You know, that's, you guys are the light, man. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
Amen.
And I thank you, man. And
you,
as
got
you
it.
Guys are on the air, I'm going to listen to you.
Amen. You got it, Jim. Thank you, man. What's your little boy's name?
His name's Jonah.
Jonah. Okay,
nice.
Cool.
Yep.
Tell him hey for us, okay?
I will, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yep, God bless. You know, and what's interesting is I appreciate that. I sense Jim's sincerity big time. I can feel that. I really can. But, folks, we can't do this without you. We're in this together. And I got to keep reiterating that. Listen, I just spent some time with a business owner this morning. He's got 275 employees. You know what I found myself doing? And he's a friend. Encouraging him. I started talking about him. Listen, we can win the day if we plow the row. If we mean what we say and shut the stinking TV off and open the good book in the Constitution. We can win the day, friends. Because God never used the majority to prevail. He always uses a minority to prevail. Why? So none should glory in his presence. Let him have his glory. There is no king but King Jesus. Our appeal is to heaven. And Jim's exactly right. It's by God's power that we win the day. Never, ever look at man. And to little Jonah, my little bro, that listens to us on a daily basis, you are the reason, little man, that I do what I do. I look at your generation. I see how you're being inundated. You're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Not on our watch. Not on our watch. God is being faithful to you, little man, through people that are obedient to him. And I want you to know all praise, all glory, and all power goes back to him. And his name is Jehovah, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's not forget the Holy Ghost who sent out from heaven to preach the good news to dead men. Did you like that?
I like
it. Read for us in 2 Peter, friends. It's in there.
It ties in.
And yeah, we're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. Whose grace applied to? Them that are dead in sins and transgressions. Amen. Trespasses.
And there's the gospel right there.
Amen.
And folks, you know, we spend a lot of time because we're a nonprofit organization. We fundraise. We raise money so we're able to do what we're doing. And I just hear when Jim calls, he's got his son tuning in. And folks, when I was not in ministry, this was prior, once I first got saved, and I talked about it before, I was looking for places to sow into. I was looking for places to give my resources to because I wanted to be a faithful steward. We are one of those places so that little guys like Jonah can hear this message on a daily basis, mm-hmm. so that there can continue to be hope. We know this isn't us. This is the Spirit of God, and we're vessels. And we desire to bear fruit on your account. You go to our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com, right on the homepage. There's multitude of ways to donate. You can find that banner that says Support Our Cause for Justice on the left side. Just click on that. We have a $100 donation. You get a free silver dollar. We also have the Support Our Cause for Justice My War series, where you get Bradley's mm-hmm. comic book testimonial and the five-part DVD series. We want to give back to you folks, but I'll tell you what the biggest giving is. When you hear about little Jonah, who every day after school, he clicks on the radio broadcast. How priceless is that? If every young person across this nation,
it's a universal message.
Every day.
Our forefathers, they
That's
listened
right.
to thousands of sermons, friends.
That's right.
There wasn't like children's church and then youth church. It's not scriptural.
Yep.
The kids used
church.
To sit with the parents.
Yep.
And that's why those kids grew up to be the intellects and the heart of God, men, that they really truly are, were, and are.
Yep. And they walked in liberty.
Amen. They really did. And they established liberty,
right.
and I praise God for them. We got Dave calling from Ohio. Is that how you pronounce it? Ohio?
Ohio.
Yeah,
I like
welcome
that.
To the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Sons of Liberty rock forever. May the Lord of all glory sharpen your swords, and may you plunge it deep into the heart of tyranny.
Well said.
Yes, man. Sounds like someone just uncorked him.
What is going on, my brothers too. Quick comment here, my friends. Healthcare moves forward not because of the Dems, but we have 9 Republican governors out there who need to be called out, guys.
Yep. You're right. Well, can you give the states?
Yeah, I don't know all of them. I've got some written down. Rick Snyder, the skirt in Michigan is standing down. Rick Scott in Florida. Jan Brewer in Arizona. Jack Dalrymple in North Dakota. Susan Martinez in Mexico.
Hang on a second, Dave, hold on. Did you say Jan Brewer?
Oh. And 4 more. I'm not sure the names right now, guys.
Jan Brewer caved.
She's caving and becoming a partnership.
Wow.
I mean, come on. The bottom line is that 27 states are willing to stand up and not allow them to set up the exchanges. And that's I'm telling you guys, that is the last stand for this thing, save a miracle, which can happen, surely.
I thought that Arizona was one of those states involved.
As of 3 days ago, 9 states, including the ones I just mentioned, are going to go ahead and allow the exchange to be set up as a partnership. You know, they can stop it all together, or they can make the government set it up, or they can set up I believe it's a partnership.
So that's just a first step. I mean, that's a bait, is all the federal government's using.
Well, yeah, but you got to pay attention to all this business, yeah? Mm-hmm. Incredible. I mean, some of those that you named, I'm a little surprised.
It's very, very disheartening that the bottom, for instance, issue 2 here in Ohio, guys, you may not know this, but it was voted on the same time that issue 3 was voted on, which was for the unions. The unions won handily. Kasich got sent a message here by issue 2, which was basically saying no to health care, albeit it was, symbolic, but 64% of Ohio voted that they did not want nothing to do with Obamacare.
Amen.
Yeah, so, interesting stuff there.
Well, thank you for the information. I think really what it comes down to, again, is the people just resisting tyranny, and that's what it's going to have to come to. And what we've seen here is the enforcers coming right behind Obamacare, and why are they there? Obvious. Mm-hmm. It's obvious as to why they're there.
You know,
there.
I think it shows even more so that we have to be a moral people set up by God and fearing God, because what if somebody came, say the president, came to a state and said, hey, I've got $10 billion for your state. All you have to do is implement Obamacare. Your people in your state, your citizens in your state, will have better health care. Just say that was the tactic. Well, if you don't have a moral conviction before God, you realize that I'm going to have better health care, so why not take it? Why not drink the Kool-Aid? Because I haven't read the Constitution to realize this is unconstitutional. But then let's say that I did, but I'm an immoral person.
But the buck should stop right there, Jake.
That's exactly where it should
stop right there.
And if you look at somebody who is moral, you're going to say, well, I have an extra, say, $10,000 for my health care given to me by the federal government. Where did that come from? Well, it was taken from somebody else. That's unethical on its face right there.
It totally is.
Because it's a distribution, and it's unethical.
Yeah.
So if you just have a wise, vigilant Christian person, but the moral degradation of people and how they will receive at somebody else's expense, that's the first problem. That's not in Jan Brewer. That's in the people. But if the people tolerate, then you have a Jan Brewer who will cave on this because, well, it makes sense, you know. We can expand, but we can still hold on to the control. Not true.
I'm a little surprised by that one.
I am, too.
I got to probably do some due diligence. Go ahead.
I was just looking at, it was Jan Brewer caves to Obamacare. This is on readersupportnews.org. That was one of them. That's all I've had time to look at.
Yeah, that's incredible.
PJ Media reported witness to embrace of Obama's Medicaid expansion. Bruce Republican Governors John Kasich from Ohio, who I think Dave was referencing, and then also Jan Brewer. She's another one of them. Brian Sandoval. Yeah.
This is unthinkable stuff.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking for champions who have stood before, and you're looking to back them, just like everybody unmistakably did, obviously,
and
in Romney.
This is what people in this country are looking for.
Yes, leadership.
Leadership.
To stand and don't move.
What does it say? Stick to the rules. Mm-hmm. Stick to the plan. Yep. That's how you have freedom. Yep. But as long as it can be shifted back and forth, the way they play games,
it
all comes down to this. Again, the people.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Impeach. Not with empty promises, but to fulfill those promises and to stand up. Shut down the football games. Go put them out of business, friends. That's how you're going to remain in a free land. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty.com. Thank you for your call, Dave, out of Ohio.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Me, I wanted to talk about, but you know what? You guys are more important. When you want to make it your show, make it your show. But if I start, it's my show.
That's right.
Yeah, it's got to be because people are intently listening, like little Jonah in Tennessee, him and his dad.
Yeah.
And Dave in Ohio.
That's right.
Is it Ohio? Ohio. Whatever you want.
I liked his intro too. I think he's trying to get into radio.
It's like someone just unplugged him.
Yep.
Yeah, that was good. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said rightly, "It is impossible for the man of pious reflection not to perceive in it, the Constitution, a finger of that almighty hand which has been so frequently and signally extended to our relief in the critical stages of the revolution." Now what do you see? Just the exact opposite. You see your Congress warring against the almighty finger. That's funny.
That's right. Like they're going to win.
Exactly. Yeah. Like history teaches us they've ever won.
Yeah.
No. You get a new idiot. I was going to say idiot, and so here I sound like an idiot. Here's a new idiot, as I'm trying to say idiot, right?
Unfortunately, there's a lot of those idiots.
There is.
And they think that they're going to overcome God. You know what? James Madison, during
that time,
they
gamble their eternity.
Yes, they do.
What they don't pay
attention
to. And
folks, they gamble your liberty. That's what they're gambling.
That's right.
You know, a gambler comes in, he's got to have some dough to make a bet. Well, guess what? It's yours.
Ooh.
James Madison, during those times, even all the way from the Revolution, even before that, in the 1760s, whenever there'd be a national thing that comes up that people need to react and respond to, they would have a national day of prayer,
yep,
and they would have a national day of fasting along with that.
Now when something bad happens, they begin to promote a different religion.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, or they promote
But there's nothing new under the sun. We win, friends. Game over.
Game over
before it started. John Hancock, the man who wrote boldly his name on the Declaration of Independence, said,
sure it's clear.
"Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave
Heaven gave. I'm starting to sound like this parrot.
Yep.
And no man ought to take from us. And no man ought to take from us.
Yep. Heaven gave, man can't take. But it can be given up if you want to. It's the only way a man can take it. Hey, go ahead and take this. It's like your treasure, like on Pilgrim's Progress, your scroll. You have to give that up. That's your choice, not the person trying to take it from you.
Right.
Because heaven did give it.
Sure.
That's why we have a Bill of Rights. That's also why we teach the Constitution, which, again, folks, it's this Thursday is the first day. And I gave this number out last, I think it was yesterday or Saturday, because today's Monday. Saturday. And you called in. So I'm going to give it one more time, 866-233.
One more shot.
0747. This will be webcasted, so no matter where you're from, even in Ohio and in Tennessee, all you good folks.
For sure.
As a matter of fact, Jonah, if you want to get in on the Constitution course, it's Thursday night, 7 p.m.
And your dad.
Central Standard. That's right.
How long is it go, Jake? Feed.
If you guys can tolerate Jake,
That's right. If you can tolerate it, but the content is good.
That's true.
866-233-0747.
Don't forget.
Call us. Get you the information.
Don't forget the tomatoes.
That's right. Virtual tomatoes. We should have like a virtual tomato throwing.
I am. I'm going to bring a little sack of tomatoes, Jake.
Hey, and if you don't want to learn the Constitution, just come to see the tomatoes getting thrown.
Dude, and I don't miss.
So
aim small, miss small.
Amen. Also, too, I just posted an article by Politico of the sequestration, so you guys can get the feedback.
It's all diversion, friends. It's all diversion.
Just go to the Constitution again. Yep. If the government is exceeding its spending, then you have to cut on what you're spending. You don't have to increase
taxes. Right.
Cut on what you're spending.
Yeah.
There is all the difference in the world. I just tweeted this, and I want you to hear it again because this is the importance of government.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're treating your money as, the Ponzi scheme. There's all the difference in the world between treating people equal and attempting to make them equal. When you attempt to make somebody equal, you step in the position of God. Anybody that does that, it's called idolatry. When you embrace it in a federal system, it's an idolatrous government that, in the end, will enslave you. You'll be the end of it. Right. Just like, biblically speaking, always tyrants, when they'd step to the plate, the people suffered for it. We also got a comment on Facebook. You guys are amazing. God bless you all. I know you are having an impact. Wish we could clone you. Ed, you know what? And I Facebooked him back. The way that you clone us is by supporting us to get the message out
sheep
even more.
Sheep begat sheep.
That's right.
We can do this together, friends. One of the things when I was talking to my friends today, the business owner, he's got 275 employees.
A lot of folks.
Over the top. I said, how do you sleep?
What did he say?
He just puts his head on the pillow and puts a blanket over his body.
Awesome. Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good way to try to sleep.
He pushes a little button. He got these one sheep, two sheep, three sheep, and then he falls asleep and his wife shuts it off. There we go.
Don't fall asleep. So yeah, we got like 7 minutes left.
When I was talking to him, he said, Bradley, people need to realize. Interestingly enough, he said to me, Bradley, he goes, what do you think of a certain radio show host? And I said, the problem is, and I named, you know, of course, the ones that we always nail here. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not so much what they say that bothers me. It's what they don't say that bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? They're the reason we are where we're at. And really, at first, it comes back to the church's responsibility. Right. Now it's in the Supreme Court who is the moral compass. Yeah. And you have a bunch of immorality there.
Because it's been given up.
That's right. It's been given up. Just like education, mm-hmm. just like everything else. And so I said, you know, what's interesting more than anything, my friend, is I said, people just need to realize everybody's saying the same thing. Now, this is what the state-run media doesn't want the people to realize. They want to divide and conquer. They're continuously dividing. That's all they want, friends. And they want to divide and conquer. And what do they throw on you? Fear and oppression, and government's the answer. This man in office doesn't know how to tell the truth. And I've said it 100 times. What he says, look the other direction. It's not coming. Folks, there's no more kicking the can down the road. I just said on Saturday, your backs are up against the wall. You can't go any further back, friends. You're painted into a corner. And these talking head conservatives, I said to my friend, are the ones that have painted you there. Case in point, one of the top dog in the United States, he has 20 million listeners. You know what he was telling his people the other day? That the left has won the educational battle. No, they haven't. How many schools have you done, dog? Zero. I've done 341 of them. I see from the inside out, the kids are rejecting. Folks, you know what kind of opposition I get in public schools? It's the teacher, the one or two teachers. It's not the students. The students know they're being lied to. This is just the beginning of the education, folks. The educational scheme that's going on right now, this is the beginning. What you do from this point on matters. Have we lost ground? Yeah, we've lost ground, but we didn't lose the heart of our kids. Kids discern like nobody's business. They just need the education to follow along with their hearts. Their hearts will follow their head. That's a man, when a man is born of God and the Spirit, that's how it works. God has the heart, then the head catches up. God has the heart, then the head catches up. God has the heart, and then the head catches up. God speaks to the heart, not the head, friends. But this guy is sitting there telling 20 million people, there's no sense. Well, I'm glad it's not your kids that are in public school. I wonder if you'd have capitulated if that would have been the case. But then again, you've been married 3 times. Just think about that. Friends, the moral compass, one of the moral compasses of society that the American people have put as the forefront to lead the way has been divorced 3 times. Just think about that. One's a Mormon and one's still trying to figure out if Obama's a good guy or a bad guy. That's the best you've got. No, you're the leader, America. You are the leaders. If God has given you the light, there's a reason he gave you the light. I don't want anybody to look at me, Jake, or anybody in this ministry to say, you know what, we need to clone you guys. That's right. If we do, then you know what? Is again, I said this last week and I'll say it again. Follow me as I follow Christ. Where I depart from Christ, listen to me no more.
That's right.
Follow me as I follow Christ. That's it. Now, if I make mistakes, that's one thing. But if I do it and I do it willingly and knowingly, that's another thing. And what we see out there is people that are not willing to call the issues for what the issues are. Last week we had Troy Newman from Operation Rescue on the radio. Man, this guy's getting abortion doctors thrown in jail.
Where they belong.
For his crimes, for their crimes committed against humanity. It can be done. What did he say? The American people need to realize they're winning. But what do? You turn on the best that you have. Oh, we're losing this, and look at this president. No, the message isn't, let's go deal with the president. The message is, look at the president's doing, as if to say he's got power to do lawfully what he's doing, when in fact he doesn't.
Got another 4 years.
That's right. No, he does not. Jake?
If we embrace the Bible and the Constitution, that is the answer. Why is that so hard for people to bring? I wish I could hear it more often on the air.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the talking heads.
Answers. Just give the answers. We don't want to listen to all your rhetoric.
The Constitution.
Amen. Hope is what you do with the truth that's been given to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen to Benjamin Franklin. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. Mm-hmm. Where do they come from? God.
That's right.
Amen.
Read the Declaration.
And what happens when the state violates them God-given rights? You deal with the state.
Of course.
Again, where do they derive their just powers from? From the consent of you, America. They're only doing what you're letting them get away with.
Yep.
And they will do it every time. And don't let them get you asking the wrong questions.
Yep. Go to the Bible. Go to the Constitution. Be narrow-minded. That's where your liberty lies. And just sit there and study.
That's one thing they do. They continuously throw at the American people. Irrelevant questions.
Yep.
Questions.
Go debate this. Go debate that.
That's exactly right. Throw them a bone.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly right. Don't let them get you asking the wrong questions, friends.
Hello?
Just read the Constitution and you'll know when they're doing it. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you in 23 hours. First down, 318. We love you by what we do. So
as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible.
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP as slim as possible.